You might have been at the protest, the potato protest. And there's been one in the state's northwest this morning. Our reporter Hugh Hogan went along to the gathering to find out more. Hugh joins the Country Hour. Where are you?
G'day, Tony. I'm standing outside the McCain's potato factory in Smithton. And while it's pretty quiet now and not much going on, just a short time ago, there was roughly 100 people here protesting against the importation of cheap European potato chips and trying to put the pressure on the federal government to do something about it.
Now, Hugh, why outside the McCain factory?
Well, the McCain factory is one of only three potato factories in Australia. The other ones being Simplot in Ulverston and another one in Ballarat, Victoria, where a simultaneous protest was taking place there. These industries are really important for places like Smithton. They employ a lot of people, and of course, they employ the farmers that grow the spuds for the factory.
Now, what was the mood of the meeting this morning, Hugh?
It was one of unity. There was politicians from both Labor and Liberal on the Tasmanian politicians advocating for something to be done, anything really, about the importation of these potato chips. There was lots of talk about how tough it's been in the potato industry in the last 20 years, really. And there was also, Tony, a bit of reminiscing about similar protests about vegetable processing 20 years ago. And there was a lot of mention how those protests didn't eventuate and they lost those factories, and they don't want to see that happen again with the potato factories we have here in Tasmania and in Victoria.
And just to outline what could happen, what is it in Europe that's happened that means there's a glut of potatoes?
Well, much like in Europe, they've had coronavirus lockdown measures, even stricter than ours in some parts, and because of the restaurants and the pubs that have closed over there, they've got a real backlog of potatoes. Now, some are saying it's about 2.6 million tonnes and growing, and to put that into perspective, that's about double the yearly output of the entire Australian industry. Now, they're worried those potatoes are going to find their way to Australia at seriously reduced prices. Now, Australian farmers and Australian processors, they struggle to compete on the world market as it is, so they're really worried about this backlog and European processors getting rid of potatoes at whatever price they can so that they can keep growing potatoes over there and keep their factories operating.
So these will be processed potatoes if they do come into the country in the form probably of things like chips?
Yeah, that's right. It's actually illegal to import fresh potatoes into Australia. So what we're talking about here is all processed potatoes, chips, hash browns, you can find them in the freezer at the supermarket, but a big user of it is fast food restaurants, Macca's, KFC, all those type of restaurants.
All right, Hugh, and you mentioned there were speakers from the opposition and also from the government.
That's right. Jeremy Rockliffe was here. He's, of course, a state Tasmanian Liberal. And he said he's working with his federal counterparts to try and do something. I asked him if he would break ranks with them, and he said he would do everything he can to support his industry, this industry. And remember, he's from Sassafras, so that's a real spud-growing heartland of Tasmania.
Well, I'm supporting the organisers. I'm supporting an industry that has been for generations in Tasmania, and I'm supporting an industry that is potentially under threat. And I'm supporting my region of the Northwest Coast. We have two major employers here in this region, in Simplot and McCain's, and any threat of European spud dumping is a threat that we need to take very seriously. And we need to fight this vigorously. We've been through enough on the northwest coast and Tasmania with COVID-19. It's been a bloody difficult spud season, it is, for all our farmers. And this is the last thing that they, and indeed the entire community, need this worry and concern. And so, as a Tasmanian government, of course, we're here fighting for our farmers and our workers in the factories of McCain's and Simplot, that we need to support them, their families. And this is an industry third to dairy and beef in Tasmania in terms of agriculture. So we have to fight for it. We are bloody good spud producers, efficient spud producers, and we need to ensure that Tasmania, this region, the workers, the farmers, the contractors, their voice is heard loud and clear in Canberra when it comes to this important issue.
Are your federal counterparts doing enough in this issue?
Look, I've spoken personally to the Minister for Trade, Simon Birmingham. I've written to Simon Birmingham. I've written to Minister Andrews, who's responsible for the Anti-Dumping Commission. And we need to use every single letter of the law, dot every I, cross every T, when it comes to fighting for this industry and ensure that we do not see the dumping of spuds in Australia that has the potential to decimate our local industry and jobs.
What would you personally like to see in terms of intervention?
Well, I want to see firstly the recognition from Canberra that they are taking this seriously. We're taking it very seriously as our Tasmanian government. Of course, our farmers are, our workers are. We've been through enough in Tasmania, enough in the northwest coast. COVID-19 has really impacted, devastated some businesses. And this is the last thing that we need as a region. And, of course, the last thing that our spud farmers need. It's been one of the most difficult years of spud growing on record. We've still got spuds in the ground that need harvesting. And so we need to ensure that all our farmers and our workers within these industries, they know the state government's behind them and will back them every inch of the way.
Deputy Premier Jeremy Rockliffe, he's also the Trade Minister and probably his portfolio there, as he mentioned, talking to Simon Birmingham, the Federal Trade Minister, over this issue of the possible dumping of these spuds. Hugh, what do you think will happen now?
Well, the ball's really in the federal government's court, I think. Everyone here has had different opinions about what could be done or even should be done. It's really up to whether it goes down an anti-dumping probe through the WTO. The industry's already told me last week that they think that'll take too long. If we think about the barley probe that Australia just got stung by from China, that was claimed a couple of years ago. They're saying if we do go down that route, it might be too late for these industries here in Tasmania.
Yeah, and certainly it has been a tough year for potato farmers. You can attest to that.
Yeah, well, it was only a week or two, Tony, wasn't it? We were talking about the wet and muddy conditions and the problems farmers were having with rot and getting potatoes up to quality that could go in the storage sheds at the factory here at Smithton. From what I've heard from farmers these last 2 weeks, these conditions haven't really improved. A lot of people have luckily been able to get the rest of their spuds out of the ground, but there's still a lot of spuds in the ground, and it's just a matter of waiting for the ground to dry up enough to get them out.
All right, Hugh Hogan, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tony.
Hugh Hogan, our Burnie reporter there at the protest at Smithton in the northwest, outside the McCain processing facility. Potato farmers not happy with the prospect of European spuds being dumped into the Australian market at very, very cheap prices because of COVID-19.